All right, get ready, because we're taking a deep dive into game development today. And things are about to get really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Microsoft just came out with this thing called Muse.
Okay.
It's an AI tool, and it's got everybody in the industry talking.
I can see why.
For good reason. So are you ready to explore how AI could, like, totally change how we create and play games?
Absolutely. I think it's a fascinating development. And as you said, it's got a lot of people talking.
So Muse isn't like every other AI you see making headlines. This one is specifically built for game devs. What's
Interesting.
got everyone so excited is it can help design all kinds of stuff, from gameplay to world to even character designs.
Wow.
That means it's not just some general tool, it's like laser focused on what game developers actually need and the challenges that come with building like interactive experiences.
That's exactly right. You know how we see AI tools making big changes in creative fields like writing and art?
Yeah, totally.
Think about ChatGPT for words and Gemini for images.
Right.
What makes Muse different, what makes it so revolutionary, is that it isn't some jack of all trades AI.
Oh, okay.
It's a specialist, like a master craftsman built for the intricate world of game development.
I think that's what's so cool about this. There's been so much hype around general AI tools, but Muse is all about understanding the language, the nuances of game dev. It's not just making random stuff, it's offering real solutions, tailored to the specific demands of interactive experiences.
Precisely. And that specialization is really clear in Muse's multimodal capabilities.
Okay.
It can work with text, with images, and even interactive design elements.
Okay, wait, hold on. Back up for a sec. Multimodal. For those of us who aren't like coding experts, what does that even mean? Like, for a game developer actually using Muse, break that down for us a bit.
Sure. So imagine you're a developer and you're sketching out a new game world on your tablet. With Muse, you could actually give that sketch to the AI, and it wouldn't just give you back like some text describing it. Muse can actually suggest entire gameplay mechanics that perfectly match that world you've come up with.
Hold on. So you mean this isn't just about making descriptions or writing code? It can actually come up with interactive elements, almost like a brainstorming partner who can see what you're making as you're making it.
Yeah. That's the power of this multimodal approach. Think about it. Instead of just suggesting a cool weapon, it can actually give you a concept sketch of that weapon and even show you how it might work in your game world.
Wow.
That's how tailored it is. That's the level of insight we're talking about here.
That is next level. It's like having an AI that can not only speak the language of game dev, but it can think and create in that language too.
Yeah, definitely.
I bet that has some people in the industry thinking this is going to change everything.
It certainly has the potential, and what makes it even more interesting is how Microsoft plans to integrate Muse into their existing ecosystem.
Okay, so this is where it gets real. We aren't just talking about some separate tool now. We're talking about Muse becoming like part of the fabric of game dev as a whole. So tell us more about that integration and what it could mean for the whole industry.
Well, imagine Muse working seamlessly with the tools developers are already using.
Okay.
Microsoft is aiming for deep integration with Azure AI, their cloud-based AI platform,
Right.
and also with the biggest names in game dev software, Unity and Unreal Engine.
So what would that mean for someone actually using Muse? Like less switching between different programs, less time trying to make things compatible.
Exactly. It's about making the creative process as smooth and intuitive as possible. Whether you're an indie developer working on a passion project or a major studio with a huge team, having those AI-powered insights right there in the tools you use every day,
Yeah.
that could be a game changer.
That's a really interesting point. It seems like this integration could actually level the playing field a bit, give smaller teams access to that kind of power that was only available to the big companies before.
Absolutely. And that's just the beginning. Microsoft has even bigger plans for the future of Muse.
Wait, it gets even crazier than this. Spill the beans. What else is coming for Muse and for game dev?
We're talking about breakthroughs like 3D asset creation, AI-driven NPC behavior, and even procedural world building.
Okay.
Imagine landscapes that form themselves or NPCs that react in ways that feel intelligent and unscripted.
Hold up, are you telling me that in the future, Muse might be able to help developers create entire 3D worlds, not just give them ideas?
Yeah.
That's blowing my mind. And what you're describing with NPCs, it's like taking them from robots running on scripts to characters that feel alive.
Yeah, it's revolutionary stuff, and that's why it's so exciting,
Yeah.
but also why it brings up some important questions.
Okay, yeah, I can see where you're going with this. This kind of power has to come with some big responsibilities, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about tools that could fundamentally change how games are made.
Right.
So the question becomes, how do we make sure this power is used responsibly and ethically? It's a tough question. I think it's less about AI replacing us and more about AI working with us.
Okay.
Think about it this way. AI can help us get over the technical challenges. It can help us see new possibilities.
Right.
But it's still humans, you know, with our vision and our passion, who really bring a game to life.
Yeah, I like that. It's like AI can build the world, but we still need humans to tell the stories, to make the characters, to build those emotional connections that really make a game memorable, you know? Those
Exactly.
moments that stick with you even after you've put the controller down.
And remember, AI learns from us from the information we give it.
Right.
It's a reflection of our creativity, just amplified and expanded. It can push us to do things we didn't think were possible,
Yeah.
but it still comes from us.
So it's like AI is a powerful partner, not some replacement for human artists and designers.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But let's be real, any new technology this powerful is going to have challenges alongside the opportunities.
Oh, of course.
So what are some potential downsides we need to be thinking about as AI gets more involved in game development?
That's a great point. We need to be careful. One thing that comes to mind is how these AI tools are trained and developed.
You mean like if the data used to train these AIs is messed up or incomplete, that could cause problems later on?
Exactly. It's all about responsible development.
Okay.
We have to make sure they're not reinforcing biases or limiting creativity because of the data they were trained on.
So it's like any tool then.
Yeah.
It can be used in good ways and bad ways.
Exactly.
It's up to us, the humans, to make sure it's being used responsibly. It sounds like this is going to require a whole new level of awareness from developers.
Absolutely. It's like exploring a new frontier, you know? We need to think carefully about what it all means and make sure we're setting ourselves up for success.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. Where do you see all of this going? How do you think AI will shape the gaming landscape in the next few years?
I think it's safe to say we're going to see a big change in how games are made. As tools like Muse get more advanced and easier to use, they'll become a normal part of the development process.
Do you think we'll see new jobs emerge, like AI specialists working with the designers and developers?
Yeah, I think that's very likely. We might see studios hiring people who specialize in training these AI tools, you know, making sure they're being used effectively and responsibly. It's a really exciting time to be in this industry.
Yeah, it's like we're at the start of a whole new era in game development, and Muse is just a taste of what's to come. It's amazing how quickly things are changing and how AI is pushing the limits of what's possible.
It really is, and it's important to remember, AI is at its heart a tool.
Right.
Like any tool, it can be used in so many ways. And it's up to us as humans to decide how we use it to shape the future of gaming.
I like that analogy. It makes me think about the early days of filmmaking. Like, what if those filmmakers had been scared of the camera, scared of what it could do? We might not have all the amazing movies we have today.
Exactly. It's about accepting what this technology can do, but also understanding its limitations and the responsibilities that come with it.
So we've talked about a lot today, Muse's capabilities, how it's different from other AI, how it might change game development, and even some of the bigger questions it raises about AI in creative fields. But I feel like we've only scratched the surface here.
Oh, for sure. That's what makes this whole conversation so interesting. You know, we're at the beginning of something groundbreaking, and we're still in the early stages. Who knows what amazing things we'll be able to create with AI in the future?
Yeah, I can't wait to see. So as we're wrapping things up here, what are some key things you want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
First of all, I want to make sure everyone understands that AI isn't some far-off thing. It's here, it's real, and it's already changing the gaming industry. Tools like Muse are just the beginning.
So AI is more than a buzzword. It's actually shaping the games we play. What else?
Well, I think it's crucial that we approach AI development responsibly. We've talked about the potential, but we need to be careful and ethical in how we develop it.
Right. It's not just about how cool it is. It's about using this power to create games that are innovative, but also inclusive and responsible.
Exactly. And finally, remember that AI in game development is a tool, a powerful tool, but still a tool. It's our choice as humans how we use it to shape the future of gaming.
AI is a partner, not a replacement. It's all about finding that balance between human creativity and the power of artificial intelligence.
Precisely. It's about using AI to boost our own creativity, to push the limits of what we can do in interactive entertainment.
I like how you put that. It sounds like a huge opportunity, but also a big responsibility.
It's both, for sure. That's what makes this such an exciting time to be involved in games.
Totally agree. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture of AI in game development, but what about you, the listener? What does all this mean for your experience as a gamer?
That's a good question, one we should all be asking. As AI plays a bigger role in making games, it's worth thinking about how that changes our relationship with those games.
You know, that's interesting. We've been talking about the developer side, but how might this affect players? What new kinds of gaming could we see?
Well, imagine games designed just for you. Games that learn and change as you play.
Okay.
Games that create unique challenges or stories based on your choices, you know, a truly personal experience.
Whoa, that would be amazing. It's like a game that grows with you, always surprising you with new stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just one possibility. We might see games that blend reality and virtuality in ways we can't even imagine yet.
It's crazy to think about the possibilities. But with all this talk about AI, let's not forget that games are, at their core, about connection.
Absolutely. It's about connecting with characters and stories and other players. That human element is something AI can enhance, but never replace.
So as we move into this new age of AI-powered game development, it's up to all of us, developers and players, to make sure that connection stays at the heart of gaming.
I agree completely. It's an exciting time to be a gamer, and I can't wait to see what happens in this industry.
Me too. This has been a fantastic deep dive, and I feel like we've barely scratched the surface. So to all our listeners, stay curious, keep exploring, and let's shape the future of gaming together. It's crazy to think, right? We might be at the beginning of a whole new era of personalized gaming, all thanks to AI. Like, maybe someday we'll look back at the games we play now and they'll feel as simple as those old pixelated arcade games.
Yeah, it could happen. Things are moving so fast, both with AI and game development, it's hard to say for sure. But one thing's for certain, the future of gaming is looking bright. And it's going to be shaped by the creative developers who are willing to use these new tools.
Speaking of creativity, we've talked a lot about Muse, like how it works and its potential impact on making games. But what about the art? Like, how do you see AI influencing the art and storytelling in games?
That's a great question. AI could be an amazing tool for storytellers and artists working in games. Imagine using AI to create huge, detailed worlds filled with characters that have their own personalities and motivations.
That would be incredible. It'd be like having a whole team of world builders and character designers right there with you, helping to make your vision a reality.
Exactly. And it's not just about how much it can make. It's about quality, too. AI can help us push the boundaries of what looks good, what feels real, you know, to create truly immersive and amazing experiences.
It sounds like we're on the edge of a whole new era in game design where imagination is the only limit.
I think you're right. AI can unlock a whole new level of creativity and innovation in games, letting us tell stories and create experiences that just weren't possible before.
So to all our listeners out there, if you're as pumped about the future of gaming as we are, stay curious, keep exploring, and heck, maybe even try out some of these new AI tools.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe you'll be the one to make the next game that changes everything, you know, the one that pushes the boundaries and shows us what's possible.
Absolutely. It's easier than ever to get into game development these days, and with AI, the possibilities really are endless.
And that wraps up today's deep dive into the world of AI and game development. We hope you've enjoyed exploring Microsoft's Muse and what it all means.
Yeah.
We've covered a ton today, from the technical stuff about how Muse works to the bigger questions about the future of creativity and innovation in games. But more than anything, we hope this has made you curious and gotten you thinking about how AI will shape the games we'll be playing in the future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, happy gaming.